4. Adjusters after death. When death of a material, intellectual, or spiritual nature occurs, the adjuster bids farewell to the mortal host and departs for Divinington. From the headquarters of the local universe and the super-universe, a reflective contact is made with the supervisors of both governments, and the monitor is registered out by the same number that recorded entry into the domains of time. In some way not fully understood, the universal censors are able to gain possession of an epitome of the human life as it is embodied in the adjuster's duplicate transcription of the spiritual values and Marantia meanings of the indwelt mind. The censors are able to appropriate the adjuster's version of the deceased human's survival character and spiritual qualities, and all this data, together with the seraphic records, is available for presentation at the time of the adjudication of the individual concerned. This information is also used to confirm those super-universe mandates which make it possible for certain ascenders immediately to begin their Marantia careers. Upon mortal dissolution to proceed to the mansion worlds ahead of the formal termination of a planetary dispensation. Subsequent to physical death, except in individuals translated from among the living, the released adjuster goes immediately to the home sphere of Divinington. The details of what transpires on that world during the time of awaiting the factual reappearance of the surviving mortal depend chiefly on whether the human being ascends to the mansion worlds in his own individual right or awaits a dispensational summoning of the sleeping survivors of a planetary age. If the mortal associate belongs to a group that will be repersonalized at the end of a dispensation, the adjuster will not immediately return to the mansion world of the former system of service but will, according to choice, enter upon one of the following temporary assignments. 1. Be mustered into the ranks of vanished monitors for undisclosed service. 2. Be assigned for a period to the observation of the Paradise regime. 3. Be enrolled in one of the many training schools of Divinington. 4. Be stationed for a time as a student observer on one of the other six sacred spheres which constitute the Father's Circuit of Paradise Worlds. 5. Be assigned to the messenger service of the personalized adjusters. 6. Become an associate instructor in the Divinington schools devoted to the training of monitors belonging to the Virgin Group. 7. Be assigned to select a group of possible worlds on which to serve in the event that there is reasonable cause for believing that the human partner may have rejected survival. If, when death overtakes you, you have attained the third circle or a higher realm and therefore have had assigned to you a personal guardian of destiny, and if the final transcript of the summary of survival character submitted by the adjuster is unconditionally certified by the destiny guardian, if both seraphim and adjuster essentially agree in every item of their life records and recommendations, if the universal censors and their reflective associates on Uversa confirm this data and do so without equivocation or reservation. In that event the Ancients of Days flash forth the mandate of advanced standing over the communication circuits to Salvington, and, thus released, the tribunals of the Sovereign of Nebadon will decree the immediate passage of the surviving soul to the resurrection halls of the mansion worlds. If the human individual survives without delay, the adjuster, so I am instructed, registers at Divinington, proceeds to the paradise presence of the Universal Father, returns immediately and is embraced by the personalized adjusters of the super-universe and local universe of assignment, receives the recognition of the chief personalized monitor of Divinington, and then, at once, passes into the realization of identity transition, being summoned therefrom on the third period and on the mansion world in the actual personality form made ready for the reception of the surviving soul of the earth mortal as that form has been projected by the guardian of destiny.